Now, it is time.
This is Heat Radio's Hot or Not podcast with Andy Peters.
Hey there, podcast listeners. Thanks for downloading the very latest Hot or Not podcast. What a day today has been, wouldn't you say? All that snow. If you built a snowman, send me a picture. studio@heatradio.com. I'd love to see it. I've never built a snowman. The biggest issue for me was scraping all the snow off my car. And there was genuinely about 12 centimetres of snow on my car this morning. And it's a big car. It took forever. But I have to say, doesn't the world look so pretty when it's covered with snow? Sadly, by tomorrow morning, it'll all be whole with black sludge. But anyway, savour it whilst it's here. Anyway, time to kick off the podcast. I'm going to do what we call a tease right now. And I'm going to play you three clips of things you'll definitely not want to miss in the podcast. Like this.
We knew you wouldn't cancel on us, Andy.
This. Gorgeous. There was something really different about it. And this.
Well, actually, I'm a comedian. It might be that. And then it turned out I did go to school with them.
Now we've hooked you with our clever radio ways. You have no choice but to listen. So stay where you are for the next 20 minutes and enjoy the very latest Hot or Not podcast.
Right, here we go. Live from Heat Towers.
Entertaining the nation.
Heat Radio.
Okay, time to welcome this week's special guests onto the show. They are a band. Yeah, and I know them because they're really nice. Dan, Luke and Harry from The Days. Hello again.
Hi,
hello.
Andy.
So firstly, for anyone that's never heard your music, describe your music, Luke.
I think we play big, catchy pop songs and have a real strong band element. Yeah, that's really what we do.
And how long have you been together, Luke?
We've been together now for 3 years. But myself and Dan, we're brothers, so we've been playing music together for the last 10
years. And how did you get involved, Harry?
I bumped into Luke on our gap year and just started jamming with these two. And then Tim came on board a bit later.
But all of us went to school together.
So where is Tim?
Tim is ill. He went surfing over Christmas in Bali and he's come back and the doctors don't really know what he's got.
But oh, wow.
It's some kind of tropical
virus
thing.
Really?
But he's all right. He's getting better and he's hopefully going to be fit for the tour when it starts next week. So
have you, I read that you've had to cancel some dates from your tour.
We have, regrettably, yeah. It's a big disappointment for us.
Never had to do it before, but...
We're going next week, so it's all cool.
And is that because of his illness?
Yeah, just because of Tim's illness.
But I could take part.
You could. Why didn't you suggest it? You should have...
Well, no, it's all about asking. I didn't want to force myself upon you.
Fair enough.
Okay. I didn't want to force myself upon you, you know. Well, look, boys, hang around because I'd like you to take part in the hot list where you'll get the chance to decide if things are hot or not.
Cool.
Gentlemen, this is Heat.
It's just coming up to 20 past nine. This is Andy on the radio. Hot or Not, Heat Radio's guide to all that's happening in the week ahead in TV, music and film. Now, if you're a regular listener, you'll know that at this time every week we dip into the Heat vaults to pull out an old edition of the magazine and play Rewind. Basically, you need to guess the mystery year from the stories I read about from the magazine from a year gone by. Simple. So I have it here. There's a picture on the front cover of Jordan. She's sort of putting her finger to her mouth, whispering, you know, going, shh, Jordan, my sex life with Gareth, all our sex secrets, how I seduced him, the full story of our affair. Wow. If you have a look inside, well, J-Lo and Ben Affleck, the split is for good, but who dumped who? That's in the hot off the press section. The story, obviously, that when Ben Affleck refused to commit to marrying, she dumped him. But can you guess the year through that clue? Also, we're introduced to the 10 I'm a Celebrity stars, including Jordan, John Lydon, Alex Best, Jenny Bond, Kerry Katona, or Kerry McFadden as she was called back then, and Peter Andre. What was the year? What was the year? Also, as I flick through the pages over here, obviously Jordan telling her secrets about Gareth. When was the... This is one of my favourite bits. What did you think of him? So this is Jordan on what she thought of Gareth. Gorgeous. There was something really different about him. Well, yeah, he had a stutter. That's really different about him. So anyway, those are the stories in the Heat magazine from a year gone by, the 31st of January to the 6th of February. You have to try and guess what was the year.
Heat Radio.
Hey, how you doing? It's Andy on the radio. This is Hot or Not, checking out the very latest news in the world of music, TV and film. And joining us now to talk about this week's big new cinema release is Heat film editor Charles Gant. Charles, thank you for coming over.
That's okay. I fought my way through the snowy streets of London.
I know. There was a very nice snowman in Soho Square.
Oh, right. I will. I missed
back.
That. I'm gonna go and check it out.
Yeah, why not on your way home? So the film we're talking about today is...
It's called He's Just Not That Into You.
Okay, He's Just Not That Into You. Nice, short, catchy title.
Yeah, aka Heat Magazine the movie, basically, on the basis of the cast.
Yeah.
It's got Jennifer Aniston.
I've heard of her and know her.
Ben Affleck, know his work. Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
Jennifer Connelly. Justin Long, who is the bloke from Dodgeball and Die Hard 4.0. Kevin Connolly from Entourage, Drew Barrymore, basically everybody.
You went over Kevin Connolly so quickly. He's E in Entourage. Exactly. Me and the producer are like, don't just brush over Kevin Connolly from Entourage. Oh, wow. I've met him as well. He was so funny. Sorry. Calm down. In through the nose, out through the mouth. Okay, I'm calm again. So, Charles, tell me about the film.
Well, it's based on a best-selling book, which is all about, it's a kind of a self-help manual for dating.
Right.
You know, basically, if the guy's not calling you, he's maybe just not that into you.
Yep.
And the basic premise of the movie is the central couple, actually, two of the lesser-known actors, Jennifer Godwin, is basically stalking Kevin Connolly from Entourage. And
hang on a minute. Oh, it's Kevin Connolly from Entourage. Just mentioned him again. Okay, fine.
And, but, you know, he doesn't seem to be, you know, he doesn't call her and she's calling him and she's hanging out in the bar where he hangs out and hope to meet him. And she gets chatting to Justin Long, who's the barman, who basically starts giving her all of this really helpful advice from within the mind of a guy, all about how guys think. Meanwhile, all the other people are involved in similarly complex relationships and miscommunications.
Okay.
And it's funny.
Okay, good. Here was a clip.
Hey, sorry to bug you again. Quick question.
Excuse me one minute, babe. Sorry. Yeah. What's going on?
Okay, I'm making out with this guy, PG stuff, and he mentions that he's going out of town, so he's going to be out of touch.
Run.
But maybe he is going out of town.
To where? New Guinea? Where's he going? He's going to be out of touch.
Right, the question I ask every week about the film that you've reviewed, is it hot or not?
He's Just Not That Into You. The clue was in the alternate title, Heat Magazine, the movie, is hot.
Charles, thank you very much.
That's my pleasure.
See you next week.
Yeah, looking forward.
So in this week's Hot Cast competition, you can win all the best entertainment releases from today, including Rock and Roller, Step Brothers and The Accidental Husband on DVD, plus loads more that I just don't have the time to mention. For a full list of prizes, go to www.heatradio.com. But first, pay attention to the question, the answer for which is somewhere in the podcast. And the question is, what colour Smarties would Harry from the Days like? What colour Smarties would Harry from the Days like? If you think you know the answer, just send an email to studio@heatradio.com with the answer and your contact details, and you could be our very latest Hotcast competition winner.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat.
Monday night, this is Hot or Not with me, Andy Peters on Heat Radio. Yeah, that's right. If you were listening earlier, I've been on quite a lot today. Stay here because we've got the Days with us. Say hello again, boys.
Hi.
Hello.
They're still here. I know you've got to go because you probably have to walk back to your hotel tonight.
Probably.
Because there's no public transport, there are no cars. London today has been the most sort of desolate place ever. But it's quite nice like that, if you ask me. Yeah, it's quite cool. Right, so first things first, all you've got to do is tell me why something is hot or not and why. So, for instance, I could say snow, and Dan, you would say...
It's not hot.
Why?
Because it's cold.
Boom, boom. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. Okay, Harry, Rod Stewart.
He's the coolest guy. He's hot.
No. Yeah, thank you. You've got to start with hot or not.
Hot.
And then why?
Hot because we met him backstage at Pally. He's a really nice guy.
Okay. Luke, South Devon.
Hot. Very hot. We're from South Devon and it's amazing. It's got lovely beaches, amazing countryside. You should go there.
Okay, thanks very much. It's quite far though. Dan, Knights.
Knights.
With an N, not a K.
Cold.
No.
Not.
Hot or not?
Oh, I thought you were playing hot or cold. Maybe I don't understand the game.
It's still
maybe
early. It's still early for us.
Yeah, exactly. It's like almost 10 o'clock. Oh, it's
we
really
come
early
alive.
For us still.
We come
yeah.
alive in the middle of the night.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say. Right, well, look. So, nights are hot.
They're hot.
Because?
No, they're not hot.
No, they're not
hot. Because we're the Days.
Oh, jeez. Right, look, thank you so much for joining us, Dan, Luke and Harry. Best of luck with the single.
Thank you.
I think you've got a great career ahead of you because the music hopefully will speak for itself. The single is out in 2 weeks from today. Ladies and gentlemen, well, sort of me and Philip, the producer, the Days!
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat.
This is Andy on the very latest Hot or Not Hotcast, showcasing the best of last week's show. But don't forget, there are loads of good shows on Heat Radio. Here's my favourite bit from Out of the Blue last week when Paul spoke to Tim Vine, the comedian.
This is Heat.
When you get recognised everywhere, what is it mainly for?
Well, I don't think I don't get recognised in a kind of, oh, look, there's Tim Vine sort of way.
Do you not?
No, I don't, if I do, I'm not aware of it. I get recognised, when I do get recognised, I think someone just looks at me twice and thinks, did I go to school with him?
So do you not know how to react back again? Because you've got to give something back, surely.
Well, the embarrassing thing is if someone looks at you and says, I know you from somewhere, don't I? I know you. And that's fine.
Yeah.
But I have once or twice... I'd never do this anymore. But I've made the mistake of going, well, actually, I'm a comedian. It might be that. And then it turned out I did go to school with them.
Really?
And it's so embarrassing, yeah.
And they went, you're a comedian?
No, don't you remember? English, I was thinking of. English lessons.
Oh, no. That's not good. What about tour? Is there more tours coming up? Because last time we did speak to you, then...
There's a promoter is trying to persuade me to do the Edinburgh Festival this year, which means that... If I do that, it means I would have conjured up another hour of material, which I keep telling him is not all that easy to do.
Yeah, of course.
Hopefully, you know, I want to go on with it. A friend of mine came up with a joke for me, which I thought was funny. You walk on with a sign which says Bernag, B-N-A-G.
Yeah.
And then you just go, that's bang out of order. The job is all so short. I mean, I could work on it for a week and get the first 5 minutes of an hour show.
So you don't really want to go on. You don't want to do one of these like 4 hour shows, do you?
That's not going to happen.
It's going to take a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's going to. When was the last time you did Edinburgh then?
Well, I did Edinburgh last year. So yeah. I did write a new hour show last year. Mm. So I feel like, you know, a bit like I should be, you know, draining every last drop out of that before I. Move on to the next hour.
Good for you. Do you go and see the other shows? I mean, and is there like everybody meets afterwards?
Oh, it's brilliant. Very, very, very sociable thing. Yeah. Actually, I'm going to the Melbourne Comedy Festival this year, which I hear is a bit like Edinburgh with sunshine.
Yeah.
The great thing about that is I can take the hour I did last year and make as though it's a new hour.
And tell them that it's brand new.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. They don't know.
And you know what? That you could even go in for their celebrity mastermind as well.
Have they got that in Australia?
They must have. Everything. They have everything over there. Mate, we're going to do... And what we're going to do 30 questions on men at work. Number one. You know, you get past the down under thing and then after that, it just won't be very good.
Yeah.
What about Celebrity MasterChef? You thought about that one?
I was offered that, funnily enough.
Oh, really?
And I said no because I can't cook.
You could have been like Todd Carty, the cooking world's Todd Carty.
Why? What's he doing?
Yeah, see Todd Carty earlier last week doing the Dancing on Ice thing.
That's another one I was.
You haven't.
No, well, a couple of years ago they asked me about it, and I said I know because I'll break my back.
Yeah. So you decided not to do that.
I said if you ever come up with a show called Dancing on Cushions, get back.
Then I bet maybe cooking involved as well. Yeah, it's just things.
Cooking
that you're
not on ice. Now that's the show we want.
Cooking on ice. Tim, it's lovely to see you.
It's great to be here.
Thank you very much for coming in. Best of luck with the new series. 8, aren't there in this series, which is good?
Yes, there's 8 of them, yeah.
9:30 tonight, BBC One. Good to see you, Tim. Come back whenever you like.
Join Paul Coit weekdays from 9 a.m. with Out of the Blue with Ford. He's got the newest music and hottest celebrity guests only on Heat Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat.
Time to put you out of your misery and tell you if you've guessed this week's Rewind Year correctly, podcast people. The year we were talking about, February the 2nd, 2004.
Heat Radio.
And here's some exclusive bits from the days that you didn't hear on the radio.
This is Heat.
So thank you so much for making it. It's been a bit of a horrible day in London today.
I don't know.
It's amazing.
Depends what you think.
I think it's picturesque. This morning, Philip Schofield and I were emailing each other pictures from our house.
Really?
Yeah, at like 6 o'clock this morning. He's like, this is what it looks like at my house. Like, this is what it looks like at my house.
But Philip didn't get to work and you did.
Not only did I get to work, I'm doing a second show for the day, which is kind of quite showbiz, really.
Is this a competition now?
Yeah, exactly. Who can do more work in a day?
we were supposed to have a whole day of promo, but everybody cancelled on us.
Yeah.
But we knew you wouldn't cancel on us, Andy.
Oh, hello. Why would I? You're the days.
I think... We are really, really strong now as a band. We can play live really, really well. We've been on tour with bands like Scouting for Girls, The Fray, Paolo Nutini. So we've really worked the live side of things and we've built up a fan base. And I think we've got a record that we're really, really happy with now. So we're ready to go.
And what about sort of, you know, touring's one thing, but what about making the video?
Making the video was really, really fun. We had a really good day. We were told prior to doing the video that it was going to be a really long day, a really boring, tiring day by a lot of people from the record label and things. But we really enjoyed it.
Maybe on the fifth video, we'll feel a bit like that. But I think it's all kind of new to us now, so we just, you know, we were well up for it.
What's been your most diva-like request so far? Go on, Harry. Because you've got Diva written all over you.
All the red Smarties in a jar.
Yeah. Do they still do red Smarties?
No.
That's why I requested it.
Yeah, exactly. No, I was going to say, I didn't think they did. But they do. The blues are back.
Oh, they're red for us.
Okay, fair enough. Luke, most Diva-like request?
Diva-like requests? I don't know. I'm probably not the best person to say about that.
Crystal backstage, Luke.
I do get called some names, don't I, for being the lead singer. Something about changing a light bulb and the world has to revolve around me while I'm holding it.
Nice!
You're the one to say it, mate.
Okay, Dan?
I'm not a diva. Come on, look at me.
But come on, because there must be, you must be sitting there and think, well, come on, what can I ask for one day that will be completely absurd? Ask someone to take the pickles out of a Big Mac for you.
Okay, there you go. You like your McDonald's, don't you, Andy?
I'm more of a Nando's boy, but do you know what? On the day I've had today, a McDonald's will be fine, I assure you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat.
Okay, that's it for this week. Remember to tune into next week's show from 8 o'clock when Angelica Bell will be here. I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Do it. Check it out.
Like what you're hearing? Get a bigger entertainment fix every day from Heat Radio. You can get us on DAB Digital Radio, Sky 0179, Freeview 714, and at heatradio.com.